please don't let this with the deputy chairman from being on time next week. You know, we are trying to catch up on Gemara on Kufyut Gimel, and I promised that I would finish that with you. How far was it that I didn't do for the Mishnah?
We did right to the Pasuk.
Yes, but
how to the Mishnah?
To the Mishnah.
We picked up at the Mishnah and cooked it down.
Yes, now I won't do that today to the Mishnah. What is the message of?
Kufyut
Gimel on the base, yes. So if you would turn Kufyut Gimel on the base,
but I'll have to go through this little piece of the model with you quickly. Shlosha HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ela Bon, that we did. I'll go through the Shlosha HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ela Bon. Have you got that? Shlosha HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ela Bon.
Robert, you missed this last week, so you'll just be able to catch up on it now. There are three whom the Rabbeinu Shalom loves. Now, you know what it means. You can see it. The Rabbeinu Shalom loves these three. Misha Eina Kareis, he who does not become angry, Misha Eina Mishtakeir, and he who doesn't become inebriated, Misha Eina Mami, you know what that means.
Inebriated?
Yes, drunk. Yes, that's all right. As long as sometimes I don't know whether they use this word in California or not. And I bought a Webster's dictionary, which I usually consult before a shiur. I didn't this time. Umisha ena ma'amid al midoso. And a person doesn't stand always on his rights. My right. This is my seat. Somebody else is sitting here. You must get up. It's my seat. It's my right. A person who is not a ma'amid al midoso. The opposite of being a ma'amid al midoso is a ma'avir al midoso. He overlooks his rights. Yes, Glenn.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that if you take a rav or something as leader,
yes,
and in order to uphold the leadership of the community, they have to insist on
yes,
that.
Yes, but it pains him. Uh-huh. It pains him when he's got to do it. It pains him. And he doesn't do it for himself. He does it for the Torah. He doesn't do it
for his position. For that position.
Well, it's for the Torah he does it. Not even for the position. He does it for the Torah. And there's a din that melech shemochel al kavoda en kavoda mochel. That a melech who says, I forgo the covet that is due to me. It's not, you can't do it. So when you're in that type of position of leadership, but it pains them to have to do it, and it shouldn't be necessary to have to do it. Yes?
I just saw this in the paper that former President Carter came with a sweater to a particular restaurant that requires this jacket, so they refused to see him. So the former president was put out by it. So he says, you know, this is the former president. He says, all the more so, he should wear a jacket.
Yes, I mean, he's looking for it. Absolutely correct. So these are the three whom the Rabbeinu Shleilom loves. And you know, to be beloved by the Rabbeinu Shleilom, so they're easy things. Don't get angry, don't get drunk, and don't stand on your rights. That's all it is. And you know, you're living in a place like California, everybody demands his rights, everybody's got his rights, and demands his rights. It's not so terrible, because you can overlook your rights. Right. Then we have got Shlosha HaKodesh Baruch Hu Sonon. There are three whom Rabbeinu Shleilom hates. You remember, we understand what it hates. Hamadabir Echod the Teva Echod the Leif. Who says one thing and means something else. He doesn't say what he means. He flatters a person, he doesn't. That's not what he thinks about him. Vayodeya Edus Bachavero Eno Mai Edlo, and he knows Edus about his friend, and he doesn't give evidence. He doesn't want to put his stick his neck out. So his friend, the next one, is in trouble. He needs a witness. He is a witness, but he doesn't want to stick. He doesn't want to become involved. I don't want to become involved, and he doesn't. Rabbeinu Shlomo hates him. A person sees it about erva, that a person, he sees a misdemeanor of him that his friend has committed, and he does give evidence about him on his own. The din is al pishnayim yokum dover, that for a davar erva you've got to have. You know what a davar erva is? In a case with a woman, he saw him go into a place with a woman alone. He saw him taking a walk on the golf course at the night time with a woman alone, with a married woman. It's a serious matter, and he goes and gives evidence. And you can't do anything with the evidence. You can't do anything with the evidence. So Rabbeinu Shlomo hates a person like that.
Rabbi?
She hoarded 2 years. Yes. Are you going to ask you if it's wrong to go with a married woman in the golf
course? No, that I'm not going to
ask you.
With
your wife, it's all right. Yes.
No. Yes. If I remember correctly, when we learned a little bit out of Gemara Sota, that it's one case where, in fact, the testimony of one witness can stand. If there's been a proper warning, if there's been a proper series of steps prior to the time.
Yes, but yeah, he sees nothing. He goes and he says what he sees. There's been no hasrod.
Okay.
There's been no kinui.
Okay.
There's been no kinui. There's been a stiro. There's no been no kinui, and he's giving evidence.
It's interesting that it's not necessarily a given that the converse of these three cases would be true. In other words, these three people Hashem loves, but we cannot imply, apparently, that, however, if you don't have these qualities, that He hates you, and the same applies with those three things that, which Hashem hates.
No, it doesn't say so. Shlosha Kodesh Baruch Hu Sonon No, of course not. If a person sees a dover erva b'chaveru and doesn't give evidence, not necessarily the Rabbeinu Shlomo.
I'm saying in the first part as well.
You might have thought that he loves the person, doesn't get angry. You might have thought that he hates the person, does get angry.
No, not this.
It's interesting that you cannot make
yes,
that.
Yes, but certainly a person who gets angry with Rabbeinu Shlomo doesn't love him.
Exactly, but you couldn't say that.
Hating is a very, very serious matter.
Right.
Hating is a very serious matter. There's a Yerushalmi which is different from this. The Yerushalmi says that there are three people whom the Rabbeinu Shlomo hates. I just want to try and remember who the three people are that Rabbeinu Shlomo hates. He hates a poor man that is a miser. He hates a poor man. No. He hates a rich man. He hates a rich man who is a miser. He hates a poor man who is arrogant, and he hates an old man that is a flirt. Those are the three whom he hates.
What's fun in California?
Those are the three whom he hates. So my uncle Zecher Tzadik Livrocha asked. He said he hates a poor man that is arrogant, and a rich man that is arrogant that does the Rabbeinu Shlomo of love. He hates a rich man that is a miser, and a poor man who is a miser does the Rabbeinu Shlomo of love. He hates an old man that is a flirt. that carries on with women, and a young man that carries on with women, does the Rabbeinu Shleilam love? No, he doesn't love them. He doesn't love them and he doesn't hate them. Why doesn't he hate them? Because a poor man that is a miser, there's a reason why he's a miser. A rich man that is an arrogant, he's arrogant. That's nature. It's nature. He's got the, he's arrogant. A young man that's a flirt, that's his nature. Hashem doesn't love him, but he doesn't hate him. Those are the three that you show me that got those three are brought down. Right. So, and although Edovot Ervo Bechaveru Umeid Bel Yechili sees Edovot Ervo against another one, and he gives evidence against him as one. Yes?
I'm sorry.
I'm
saying
Edovot
Bechaveru when he stands accused,
it may be that somebody owes him $10,000, and the person who owes him $10,000 said, "Bring me proof." I don't know what you're speaking about.
So this is speaking primarily, though, about supporting evidence.
Yes, yes. He hasn't got any evidence. So, and what is the relevant for erba b'chaveru made by yechidi? Ki hode tuv yochoto, tuv yosin, but also zigud lechude v'asibay kameder of popo, and tuv yo came himself, and zigud came as a single witness before Rav Popo and gave evidence, told Rav Popo what tuv yo did, nagde le zigud. So Rav Popo ordered Malkus to be given to Zigud. And this is called Malkus Mardus. Malkus Mardus means a Malkus Midrabonon. Stripes or lashes Midrabonon, he ordered it. From the Torah there is no Malkus for that. But he ordered him to get stripes for from Drabonon.
What's Mardus
rebellion? Mardus rebellion. The Malkus for rebellion. Omale said Zigu to Rav Popo. Very nice. Tuvia Chotev Zigu Mingad. Tuvia is the one who does wrong, and Zigu gets the Malkus. Omar lay aim. He said to him, yes. It says one man cannot give evidence against another man alone. And you alone give evidence against him. Shemra ba'alma komafkid bay. All you do is you are multi shemra. You bring out a shemra against him. That's all that you do. Oh, got it? Have you got the story?
Rabbi,
yes.
I remember we learning sometimes when you have two witnesses, the two witnesses. Remember when we learned shnayim? It says in one
yes.
place in shnei eight.
Yes.
In certain cases, the two witnesses are not aware that there was another witness, right? In other words, we gave the case where two people are standing next to each other and they witness an event. Those two witnesses are together.
Yeah, but you see, there are cases where one witness is very valuable. For example, if I've got one witness, that somebody owes me $10,000, he denies it. But I've got one witness that says, yes, I was present. I was present. Now that's very valuable because it means that the other one has got to take an oath that he doesn't owe me. If there were two witnesses, he has to pay $10,000. Like this, he's got to take an oath that he doesn't owe me. He doesn't want to take an oath.
But what my question is here, isn't it possible for the person to see a Dover Erva?
Yes.
And there might be another witness who witnessed that Dover
no,
Erva.
No, because they've got to come together.
They have to see together.
They don't have to see together. But they've got to come together. One can stand here and one can stand here and they can see it.
But how would they know about each other? They may not.
And they may, if they come out, you may have seen him on the other side.
when you said they have to come together, they have to come to the authorities together.
In the case of Alpin Schneim aiding Joachim Dover, in a case involving capital punishment, if one witness is here and one witness is there and the murder takes place here, it's no good. Both of them see it, and both these witnesses can see each other, but it won't work. They've got to work, you see, from the same vantage point.
Yes.
But here they can see each other, they know that they are there.
Larry's question was, so they this the Shnei Adim, in this case Dover, ever have to come to the Bezdin together?
They come together, yes.
It's not just at the formal court that they have to come together.
Well, I didn't understand.
In other words, maybe there's another witness who's going to come as well to the court.
Well, you can't take a chance to have there's another
witness. But I don't mean to the formal court. I mean just to the authorities saying, I saw something. If there's no other witness, he doesn't testify. But at least this way the authorities can find out if there's more than one witness by the fact that they at least come and say that I was a witness.
Possibly.
So what you're saying is the witnesses have to fight each other.
Look, a little bit, something like that occurs a little bit later. Something like that, not quite as you say. Just let us take it till there, and let us do there's no Rashi on it. Just let us see. There's a little bit of Rashi bam on it. Choto ba'aveiro, choto ba'aveiro. He did a sin. Third line in the Rashbam, got it? Third line in the Rashbam, Choto Barbeiro, he did a sin, Shem Rahu de Mafkit Aleihu. He all he does is he's Mochi Shem Rahu, he brings just a bad name on him. Me Achashe Eina To Neemon Ba'endu. Since you are not believed in your evidence, Lo is Kabele Dusecho, your evidence won't be accepted. Einecho Olecho Mitzvo Lohoid. So there's no mitzvah to give evidence. So therefore you are over on the love. Don't be a slanderer. Don't be a talebearer. So it means he's over on being a talebearer. Dichtiv la yokum eid echot kloma hamikro meichi iato neman ba'edezu. You've got to prove from the Torah that you are not believed with this evidence. Still there. That's clear. Omar Rabbi Shmuel, that is already to give evidence. How much more so can't a person just go and speak about another person? And it's true, you know it's true. You can't just go and speak about another person, that's Rosh Hashanah. Omar, yes.
What if the Beis Din subpoenas you? And they ask you, did you see anything?
Then if the Beis Din subpoenas you, you've got to go. But that doesn't give you the right just to go and give evidence. But the Beis Din won't subpoena one person saying, we want you to give evidence, did you see that person with that woman on the golf course in the middle of the night? That they would never do. Oh, Marabi Shmuel, back again to the Gemara, please. Omar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok said Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok Omar Rav in the name of Rav Mutar Lishnoso, it is permitted to hate him. It is permitted to hate the person who gives evidence alone and is mostly Shemra on another person. Shenemar, because it says in the Torah Ki Sir Echamor Suna Chorovet Tachas Maso'o. Should you see a donkey crouching beneath its load, it's overloaded, and its knees give in, and it's lying down because of its load.
Rabbi, we read the Sefer Rashi. The Rosh Bam, I believe, says it's we're permitted to hate the person who did the Dova Erva. That's what we read. You can't testify against him, but you can hate him.
I'm sorry, that's right. That's absolutely right. Yes. Omarav, mutterly so no so. You are permitted to hate, absolutely right. You are permitted to hate the person who committed the Dovah Erva. Who is permitted to hate him? The person who knows about it, who saw him, he is permitted to hate him. Sheneemar ki sirecha mol sonacho rovetz tachas maso'ehu. If you see the ass of your enemy crouching between his load. So the question is, your ass of your enemy. How can a person have an enemy? Who can be his enemy? My sone. Now, it takes sonecho is not really an enemy. Sonecho is something, somebody whom you hate. So the ass belongs to somebody whom you hate. So, my sone, who is this person whom he hates? Ilei mo sone, sone nochri. If you say that he is a goy, v'hotanyo we learned in a baraita, sone ki omru sone Yisroel. That this sone, this person whom he hates, is a Yisroel. V'lo sone nochri. And he's not a goy. Elo peshito sone Yisroel. So there's no question that the person who hates is a Jew. So it's a person whom he hates. And this person whom he hates has got a donkey. And this donkey is carrying a load. And it's crouching underneath its load. So the deen is that I've got to unload and help him load the donkey. Although it's a person whom I hate. Asks the Gemara, Umishar Yele Misne, is it right for a Jew to hate another Jew? The Hokasiv, it's written in the Torah, Lo Sisno Tafiho Bilvodacho, you shall not bear hatred against your brother in your heart. So how can it say you it is the person whom you hate? And with what right do you hate him? The Masni is the summer takes the place of the sin. Sone, he hates it.
So the Masne is
Aramaic? It's Aramaic, yes. Is it then permitted to hate him? It's written in the Torah, you are not to hate your brother in your heart. Elo de ikosa hagi de ovedi suro. What then would you say? There are witnesses, glen fahadi, witnesses. The ovedi suro that he didn't isu. So that is why you hate him. So in that case, it's why does it say, so na aho, it is your, the person whom you hate, I kuni alma nami misni sanilei. The whole world hates a person like that. If it's a person that there is evidence that he did wrong, everybody hates him. And yeah, everybody must hate him until he does tshuva. Till he does tshuva, everybody must hate him. Why exactly this one hates him? Why the whole world must hate him? Elo love, says the Gemara, but surely, ki hai gavle, as in this case, dechaz yebei ihu devar erbo, where he himself saw that he did something wrong. Nobody else saw it. So I hate him, but this is a personal thing. Nobody else knows about it. I will never speak to anybody else, but I know what he did. So I hate him for it, or I don't hate him. And his ass is crouching beneath his load. So the deal is, although I hate him, and I've got a reason to hate him, and the reason is a legitimate reason, and there's justification for my hating him, I've got to stop what I'm doing. I'm in a hurry. I've got to never mind about my rights. I must be Mavir Amidosai, and I must stop him, and I must help him unload the ass, put the poor donkey on its leg, and then reload the donkey. That's what I've got to do. I'm going to cut to it. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says, not only is it that it's legitimate you hate him, that there is justification to hate him. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says, mitzvah is no so. It's a mitzvah to hate him. You've got to hate him. And we paskin like that. Shemar, because it is written in the Torah, because it is written in the Torah, Yiras Hashem Sinas Ro. Hating of evil is an expression of Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem, Daniel, are you with me? Body also, only soul. Good, lovely. You've got to hate him, yes, you've got, until he does tshuva. But once he does tshuva, there must be no hatred. I beg pardon? You know, there are various ways in which a person, you know, when he does tshuva. You see, he doesn't do it again. He's in that position, and you see that he doesn't do it again. He never used to come to shul. All of a sudden he comes to shul. Every morning he comes to shul. And you see that he's standing here long Shimon Esra. And you've got a justifiable suspicion. He's spending a lot of time in Slachlono, Yichotono, Machalono, Machemis, Yifoshono, Kibachel, Vesaleach Oto. And you know there's a reason why he's doing it. Fine. You see, in his giving tzedoko, and he's been going out of his way to take care about people. You see, all signs of when a person does tshuva, it's not difficult to know. Got it? Omar Rav Acho, that is what I said, it's a little bit of what you wanted to know. Larry. Omar Rav Acho Breid Robo, said Rav Acho, the son of Robo. Glenn Bray is his son. And the Hebrew would like be Bno, shall you see? It's an expression. Omar Rav Acho Breid Robo, said Rav Acho, the son of Robo, le Rav Ashi to Rav Ashi. Mahu le Meimre le le Rabbe le Misneye. How would it be to tell his teacher that his teacher should hate him? If it's a mitzvah to hate him, then his teacher also has a mitzvah. But that's not the reason. The reason is because his teacher is very close to him.
I don't understand the question.
For example, he's got a rebbe.
Person who did
the Dover Airbus. Yeah, what's the position about telling his teacher? The reason to tell his teacher is because his teacher can help him, can be Mokhiyah. Can help him. So, do I tell his teacher? I'm only one person. I'm not allowed to tell the best thing because I don't achieve anything by it. Am I allowed to tell his teacher?
Well,
but look what the Dean says. Look how careful the Gemara is. The Elite is there's a purpose in it. Because that's the word I. Omar lay on, said Rav Ashi to Rav Acha, the son of Rova. Iyoda de Mehemen le Rabbe kibitrei lay molay. If he knows that his teacher will believe him, as he would believe two people. Then he must tell him, the Elo, lo. The Elo, lo le mole. That's the way it goes. The Elo, and if not, if he knows that his teacher will not believe him like two people, lo le mole, then don't tell him.
I think the teacher, from his standpoint, he'd be allowed to believe him? What would be the basis
of his
teacher
being allowed? Could he believe him that I must help him? So the teacher, you tell his teacher that I must tell you that I saw him doing this. Only if you are certain that the teacher will help you. Only assume that the teacher will believe you as he would believe two people. If you accept that the teacher will believe this, he believes few people. And I know in yeshivas, first of all, I must tell you, I mean, pardon?
The way the Gemara puts it, that's very strong. I mean, the way you believe two people is established fact. Does it believe one person is established facts? I mean, it almost sounds impossible.
No, it's not impossible at all. It's not impossible. Because the deen requires two people. It's just that the deen requires two people. But it's possible that with one person I would have no doubt about it at all. A person whom I trust implicitly, and there are such people, if that one person tells me something, I'll certainly believe it. I mean, there are people who pay me $10,000 and I've got them. I would give them $10,000, I wouldn't ask for the scripture or anything. I know that he would give the $10,000. I know if Chas v'Shalom anything happened. Bring us to Yomim Tovim, other Yomim Tovim. Haboim b'krosenu, they're not coming. The Shalom in peace. Semechim b'vinyan irecho. Rejoicing in the rebuilding of your city, the Sosim b'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'
minapsochim ad Baruch Atu Hashem Ko'al Yisrael. And he ends in Baruch Atu Hashem Ko'al Yisrael. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, it's a brocha that begins with Baruch Atu Hashem but doesn't end with Baruch Atu Hashem. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a much longer brocha which also contains a supplication that we may enjoy other regolim to come. Hashem may spare us to enjoy other regolim, and it ends with a Baruch Atu Hashem. That is what it tells us. Apropos of that, I just want you to know that we say minazvochim u'minapsochim and not minapsochim u'minazvochim, because on Pesach there is the Korban Chagigo and there is the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Chagigo is eaten first and afterwards the Korban Pesach is eaten. The Korban Pesach is the concludes the Avodah with a brocha of the Uno. Now I, as I'm going along the Rashbam, I'm explaining the Rashbam also to you. He concludes the Haggadah with a brocha of Geulah. Messiah means he concludes, and that's the only meaning it has. Concludes or seals, same word. Concludes or ends or finishes, and they all mean exactly the same thing. Bahashka lo miforish heichma borchim eso. And now he doesn't explain how to make the brocha. He doesn't explain the form of the brocha. He doesn't explain the content of the brocha. He just says you make a brocha, the subject of which is Geulah. That's all he says. Ula kamon, and further on, pligibo Rabbi Tarfon v'Rabbi Akiva. And later in the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva differ b'hahi brocha in that brocha. Dile Rabbi Tarfon poseach b'boruch v'ein achosen b'boruch. According to Rabbi association with his Rav. His Rav trusts him. If it's like that, then you must tell it. Otherwise, don't tell it. Yeah, but there's a reason why he wants the Rav to know.
To improve it.
Yes, but he tells him. Tells him for a reason. Doesn't ask him to tell anybody else.
And he doesn't tell the person as well.
That is very good. Why doesn't he tell the person himself?
Well, he may not be ready to hear it.
First of all, the person may be terribly ashamed of it. Let us say a man goes to a doctor, he's got syphilis, and he goes to his doctor, and his doctor speaks about it when he's having tea with his wife and some of his friends, and his wife's friends, he speaks about that man cake. He's got syphilis and been a naughty boy.
So one of the people that I had a key go to him and say, you know, Syphilis, you naughty boy, I think you these things. You think it's going to help him? If his doctor says to you, naughty boy, you mustn't do this sort of thing, that will help him, have an effect on him. He says, this time you'll get away with it, the next time you won't get away with it. That will have an effect on him. So it depends who. And tell me, he's a colleague of his. He won't have any respect for him. He will resent him telling him. Once he resents him telling him, he's for being wrong by telling him. So he tells his teacher. But only if he's certain that his teacher will be meaning like too, and of course that he knows that his teacher can have an effect on him. But you've got to be very, very careful of these things. You've got to be quite certain. And the teacher will see to it, and the proper rabbi will see to it, that he's not telling you that he walked with this married woman at 12 o'clock at night on the golf course, and he's telling his teacher because it's burning him up that he doesn't do it. So be very careful. You understand what I'm saying? That is the motive behind it. So there's got to be purity in it. Got to be purity on him. And if not a Hirsch of Slabotka, once a student came to him and told him about another student he was doing something. They took him into his study himself and spent a long time with him and spoke to him what it means to be Moksiyah and what it means to speak about another person and even to tell the teacher. And then he gradually came to the thing. He said, the reason why you come in is because it's burning you that you don't do it. You don't do it. Why should you get away? So you've got to work on yourself. You've got to work on yourself. But it's not the wish for you have to do it. And he knew that this time he could take it to heart, and he did take it very much to heart, and he became a very great man after this. He did very much to heart. Right. Absolutely right. Yes?
Just over to the, what Rav Asabed, Rav Ashi,
and so Rab Acho, the son of Rova, asked Rab Ashi, Mahu lemeimro leile rabbeili lemisnie. What would it be for him to say it to his Rebbe? You know, lemisnie there may be for him to teach it. Because if it were Lemisnie, it should have been with a thing. Yeah. With a thumak at least. Lemishne is probably to teach him. Omar Lai said to him, if Yoda de Behemel Rabbi to betray Lemalai. If he knows that his teacher will believe him like two, let him say. The Elo, and if not, Lo Lemalai. Let him not say so. But the Gemara could have said, if he knows that his teacher will believe him like true, let him say it to him. Finish. Period. It doesn't stop the Gemara. The Elo, and if not, which means not that he knows that his teacher won't believe him. And if he doesn't know that his teacher will believe him like two people, he doesn't know. It's possible that his teacher will believe him. It's possible that not. He doesn't know. Lo leimolei, don't tell him. You can only tell him if you're absolutely certain that the teacher will have no doubt in his mind. That's the only time that you do.
You know, what happens if you tell him and he doesn't?
What?
In trouble.
I mean, what does it?
If you're certain that the Rebbe will believe you, and then when you get there, he doesn't.
Well, again. Eilo the dying ala elamashi eid of reyes. You can't expect it, a person can't expect you to do more, provided that he's done all the introspection that is necessary. and all the fear and grief on himself, that he says it's silly. Right? Just look at your mutterless no so, it's permitted to hate him. Horoi yechidi dobor evor b'chavero. If he himself sees alone a devor ervo in his next one, afa pisha eno reshoi lohoid lo, although he's not permitted to give evidence, mutterless no so, sheharei hu yodei b'vadi shehu roso yocho. He is permitted to hate him because he knows for certain that he's a Rosha. My Sone, what is the Sone? Who is the Sone? What is the Sone? Keloma, which means to say, Mihu Sone She Omara Kosu. Who is this one whom he hates, about which the Torah speaks, when it says, if you see the ass of the person that you hate crouching beneath the nose? This is the text. If you say that he's a Sone Yisroel, and then it goes on like that. Kaloma, which means to say, Shehu Sone Yisroel, he's a Sone. The person whom you hate is a Yisroel. Mishori Lamisnye. What right have you got to hate him? Umistona love birashi ayrikro. Surely the Pasuk isn't speaking about downright Rishoim? Still there. And now the Tosfos at the top of the page. Shero ovo devar ervo. He saw a devar ervo in him. Ask Tosfos, the im tomar, and if you will ask, iba elu metzia samrino. In the Perek elu metzia zimbov metzia we say, Ohev lifrok v'sone litov mitzvah v'sone. Now, priko and keino. Priko is unloading the animal. Keino is loading the animal. So both of them are mitzvahs. So what happens if you go and you see that your friend has got an animal and is trying to load the animal, then help him. If you see that somebody has got an animal and the animal is crouching down on his knees, then you've got to help him unload. Which is a greater mitzvah, preco or the ino? No, preco is unloading, keino is loading. You're quite right. Preco is unloading, because for preco you're not only helping the master, you're helping the donkey also. It's Tzar Balachain, the donkey is suffering, child is suffering. Charles, are you with me?
Yes.
Because otherwise you won't understand the business.
I'm with you.
The donkey is suffering. So if the preco is the greater mitzvah. Now the Gemara there poses the following situation. Ohev lifrok v'sone lito. He's going there, and there are two donkeys, one opposite the other. The one donkey belongs to his friend, and that donkey has got to be unloaded. Maurice, are you with me? Vasone Lito, and the other donkey belongs to a person whom he hates, and that donkey has got to be loaded. And you know which is the greater mitzvah. Which is the greater mitzvah?
Unload.
To unload. And to whom does the donkey belong that is the unloading?
To
the friend. Says the Gemara there, mitzvah Vasone. You help the person whom you don't like. Help the person whom you don't like. Now that's a deal.
By the fact that it's a lesser
mitzvah. It's a lesser mitzvah. But that is the deal. Just a minute. We're coming to it. Look a little further. Says Tosfos, today lochu beth Yisroel, in order to bridle his yetzer hara, you want to help the ohes. You want to do the greater mitzvah. But you hate this person, so in order to bridle your hatred, in order to bridle your hatred, so rather you, the mitzvah is, the commandment is, you've got to load
the animal whom you will hate, all those with the heart to mark the fierce Yetzer Sheikh, even the mitzvah is so. So how can what is the behavior, if you say it's a mitzvah to hate this person, then what do you mean to bridle your hatred? What kind of bridling your hatred is it? It's a mitzvah to hate him. So if you bridle your hatred, you're doing wrong. You're not supposed to bridle your hatred. You're not supposed to contain your hatred. So what is the meaning of the Gemara there? According to this Gemara that we learn, it conflicts with that Gemara. That is the question that is asked.
It's a secret.
We
hatred is a secret. And it goes to the other one. No.
Well, Robert. Yes?
The one that he hates, that he hates, has he already done too much?
The one that he hates? No.
That's not the one. He has to hate him because it's a mitzvah to hate him and no more than that. He has paid him strictly because it's a mitzvah.
But if he's going to help him, that's to bribe his yetzer, to curb his yetzer.
Because the tendency is, once he's hating him, to go and make it to take himself into it more.
Yeah. It's a homiletic. Right.
It is possible. that while you have to hate the person, what's being bridled is your enjoyment of that hatred. It may be. Through all that.
I mean, it's.
Is it possible also, with regard to before that?
It's not longest, you see. It's not longest.
Can we learn from
it's
this?
Philosophy. And not good philosophy. Good philosophy is
a lot of
yes. I'm not sure that you understand the question.
It's a mitzvah to hate, or just permitted to hate?
Well, we know that it's a mitzvah to hate. Yeah. And we paskin like that. The Rambam paskins like that. Over Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok mitzvah is there. Shineim al yiras Hashem sinas ra. It's still a mitzvah, yes? Yeah.
In the
Tosfos,
the
Shaykh,
wants to know.
Shaykh,
what
Shaykh?
Where does it say
Shaykh? In the Tosfos. Just the king, Sam, Shaykh.
Third one.
Mark the fierce Yetzer Sheikh. What is the appetiteness of the fierce Yetzer? It's not appropriate. What is the relevance here? Uh-huh. Even the mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah to hate him, then what's the idea of curbing your Yetzer, curbing your Yetzer, to hate him? No. This is longest. I would like to be certain that you understand the Gemara there and the Gemara here and the conflict. I'm coming to it. Yes, sir.
The mitzvah to hate someone is, if I understand correctly, is a feeling. For example, it doesn't mean you can speak lashon hara against that person.
No.
So here, the bridle of Yetzer means, despite the fact that you hate this person, you're still obligated. You still have obligations towards him. And your hatred might lead to you not want to fulfill these obligations you still have towards him. That's not loneliness.
Stuart?
That's what I'm going to say.
Yes.
Can we say something to the intent of the of the Hamas when it says that if we're talking about a case only where you hate somebody because you're commanded differently, because otherwise
it is. Would you speak about things like that?
If it says,
that's what the Gemara goes through. Who is this person? Give it according to you. Say that we know for certain it's a Jew. Give it to you, what time is it going to hate him? Say, because he did wrong. If he did wrong, then it's not that you hate that person, everybody must hate him. You know, it's a thing I know about him that nobody else knows. I know about him, but nobody else knows about him.
It's not someone else may see your action here, and then think you must hate him because of the way he did it. That's kind of it.
Well,
It's much better than that. Police, what did you want to say?
No, that's why I
said
things
better. Well, I want to hear the answer. This is just be quite certain that you understand the Gemara Mishnah. Ephraim, are you with me here? Body and soul, or only soul alone?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like people who are just with all their soul, you know, their heart and mind.
Mind is here.
Yeah, that's a good one. Body is here. Now, the Gemara there lays down, the Gemara discusses involvement. The Gemara says, there's a mitzvah of kriko, which is unloading, a mitzvah of kriko, which is loading. Kriko is greater than kriko, because kriko is also power of alecha. If the animal is suffering, they were helping, not only the other person, they'll be there. Power of alecha, no question. Kriko is greater than kriko. Then says the Gemara, what is the position where in Ohei, Lipro, Vesone, Lito, you've got two mitzvahs, but you can't do you can't do both? Yeah, you've got your friend, and it means unloading this animal, and yeah, you've got a person whom you hate to load his animal. So yeah, they are Tarki Letebuso. They are two pluses here. First of all, it's a bigger mitzvah, it's Rico. And secondly, it is your friend. Truly, I owe my friend something. Says the thing is healthy. The lesser mitzvah, and is your enemy. Why? Lochus enemy. Curve your head. Curve your spirit. Kethias Yetzer. Curve your spirit. It's got to do with Shira Tamina. That the moral is alright as it stands. But here we've come to a conclusion that the person whom he hates here, it's a mitzvah to hate him. If it's a mitzvah to hate him, Ma Shaykh Lofuch Loch with Israel. Where is the relevancy of curbing his spirit? You want to try and answer, or do you want to find out what they should answer? What do you want to say?
Is the same type of sin over there as applies over here? In other words, the reason that he hates him is because he witnessed something with the same exact
thing. Okay.
And the second thing is, well, Chofetz Yisro is talking about the man who is hating?
Yes.
Not the other one.
No.
You have to change the person who is.
That's right. That the Gemara there speaks about the person that's hating.
Okay.
Even if you've got something.
Yes, yes.
Don't you follow what's going on here?
Yes. You're doing, in the case of healthy.
I think you might have been speaking about this before. Yes.
In the case of healthy, the person you're hating, you're placing a smaller mist of your hate. You're raising the smaller mist. Yet by doing it, you had a fish in a larger mitzvah and a smaller mitzvah. You're proving your yates, you're willing to do a smaller mitzvah and place that above your yates.
Therefore,
you're curving your
yates. I hear what you say. It's nice. Not the test
is two questions. The first depending upon the second, the answer to the second. Could it be because you're being told to be an example as well to the person that did wrong? So that maybe no, okay. And the other one is under a normal situation where you didn't hate the person, would you then be required to help your friend and not the person?
If
you didn't hate the person that just had a load of... Then you help your friend.
It's a bigger mitzvah.
Okay.
That's it. Now, you've got the key. There's a key here. The key is, the person whom I hate. Why do I hate him? Walks along with somebody who helps his friend. On the doesn't belong to the where do you think the husband? I can't say anything, and I don't say anything. I can't say anything to you. People do things people which are constantly to go to the husband, who can subsist with the wife, cause a friction in the home, can't do that. If nobody are to go to the husband. Now, here is the key. Does he know that I saw him yesterday at midnight on the with that woman on the golf course?
No.
He does not know.
But he will not.
So he doesn't hate me. He doesn't hate me. He doesn't know. But there's a possibility in which if you hate a person, there is a reflexive action. I'm using the word reflexive in preference to a reflexive action. There is a reflexive action. He doesn't like you. He doesn't like you. That is the key.
Because
you
don't like him.
Yes. Somebody doesn't know you like him. He doesn't, but he feels it. The Yeshlomar answers those with Kivan Shehu Son O, Gam Chaveru Son O, since he hates him, then his Chaver also hates him. Yichsiv Kamaim Aponim Leponim, Kein Levo Odom Leodom. As water against water, so is the heart of man, one man towards another man. If you've got water here, they mingle, and it becomes. So is one the heart of one man to the another man. So the other one hates me. I have a reason to hate him, and to hate my hating him is a mitzvah. Has he got a reason to hate me? Is it a mitzvah for him to hate me? Or is it an aveira for him to hate me? It's an aveira for him to hate me. And I go and I help him, it means he's not going to hate me.
But you're giving away the game by helping him.
Why?
He's got to wonder why you're not helping the other person. There's no other excuse.
Doesn't matter.
Why are you helping me?
Look at
it.
If you do a great favor, if you are sinking, drowning in the sea, and somebody comes and saves your life, you're not going to come home and become a philosopher.
Why did he say that? He doesn't like him so
much. You're not going to do that. So, get my name for him. And through that he can still hate him further. Yeah, he stands and he goes and he helps his friend and he doesn't even come and help him. He will still hate him further. The Shaykh Kafiyas Yetzer. He says, yeah, there is Kafiyas Yetzer. So when I am Kofi my Yetzer, I go and I help him. This is also a Kafiyas Yetzer. Because I avoid him hating me, and he's got no justification to hate me.
So it's a bigger mitzvah to help the one who hates.
It's a bigger mitzvah to help the soul.
Won't it also...
I'm trying to give everyone a chance. Yes?
I don't think you can get away that easily. Here it's very clear what happened. And there's another witness. Your friend sees you go to the other donkey.
Yes.
He knows why you went there. He knows who I'm listening. So you know if you have cause to hate that person.
Yes.
And now he may be cause to hate that person
without
even knowing why.
No. He might think that I am going there because I hate him and I hate him for an illegitimate reason. And I want to kill myself. He doesn't know that. Do you follow? Works out perfectly this. Mark, are you with us here?
I don't understand the question.
You don't understand the question, Mark.
I understand
the question. The question is, if you understand the question, that's three quarters of the answer. What we've got to understand that is this. Let us say, I'm the person who hates. I hate that person. I hate him legitimately, justifiably. It's even a mitzvah for me to hate him. The question is, does he hate me? He didn't see me going on the on the golf course at midnight with anybody else's wife. He's got no reason to hate me.
yet says, and he says, it's impossible that he doesn't hate me, because that is how it works with human beings. If you hate a person for a reason or without a reason, you don't like it, that person doesn't like you. He feels, there are reverberations, as they say in this country,
vibes.
And he feels that there is, and he doesn't like me. Now, I don't like him, to me it's not for me not to like him, justifiable. He doesn't like me. Has he got a reason not to like me? So has he got a mitzvah, he's got an aveda. He's got an aveda for not liking me. Now, so what is happening here? By my not liking him, I am causing here that he doesn't like me.
Causing him to do an aveda.
I'm causing him not to like me. So, you think I want to help him? Of course I want to help my friend. So I curb my yetzer in wanting to help my friend rather than helping him. I curb it. Why? Not to lessen my hatred to him, but to lessen his hatred to me. To root out his hatred to me. I help him. How can I hate him? How can I hate him? He comes and he helps me. I don't like him. He comes and he helps me. He likes me
afterwards.
You follow? And then Marcus, you got it. It's very clever. But this is longest. It's not philosophy. It's longest. This is Torah. I mean, this is Torah. In a court of law, it doesn't work like that. As Charles,
I think
was first read. That's what I was coming on then. Look here, you must forgive me, I don't always know who comes first, you see, but what I try and do is I try and give everybody a chance. Yes, Glenn.
One thing is that
you follow what's going on here?
Yeah, in the supposed answer here, what is the first two things? First of all, the two things are then is of the person who's being
healed. No, it's mine. I'm curbing my hatred. I don't want to help him. Of course I don't want to help him. I'm only human. I want to help my friend. So I'm curbing my hatred. But the thing is, I mustn't do it. So I'm curbing my hatred, and I'm doing it, why? In order that he shouldn't hate me.
Now, in the Tosafot,
it's with
the
Sina
Gomorrah.
Mitoch Kach Lidei Sina Gomorrah. And through that they come to an outright hatred. Both of them hate one another.
If he doesn't help him. They
come to an outright hatred. Well, like this, the Shaykh Kriyas Yeter. So, Kriyas Yeter is applicable, it's relevant, it's apposite. That's what it is. Yes.
Could it be also that by helping the person, you're increasing your own hatred of the person, because now you hate him and you don't really want to help him, but now you help him.
This is a rule. If you don't like a person, you do something for him, it creates a bond. This is the strange thing in life.